T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it a little exaggerated to say that he should be a candidate for Coach of the Year?
Who? Mazzulla?
Mazzulla.
I mean, I think he might be the leader in the clubhouse,
okay,
especially if they end up with the best overall record in the NBA, which they should. I think it's going to be hard to deny him. I mean, I know the guy who is the coach of, what, Oklahoma City, who's, again, name escapes me. I think that's going to be one of the guys. You figure Michael Malone. I know you got great players, but still you haven't screwed it up with Denver. That'll get him some votes. But I got to think that Mazzulla's got to be one of the top contenders.
Because usually, like, when the coach has, like, a really talented stacked roster, I feel like they almost hold it against the coach in a way. But in this situation, second year as a head coach. Remember, 2 years ago, he was sitting behind Ime Udoka. He was not even in the front row. He was sitting behind them. He was in charge of defense. And then he gets, you know, forced into this situation, manages it the best he can, and then has a full offseason as a head coach. And I do think he's pulling all the right levers and pushing all the right buttons. I do think in the end, if they end up with the number one overall seed, he should absolutely win Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I think I have a hard time pronouncing Mark. Daniel or whatever. It's like a hockey name thrown into the NBA. There, he's the guy who had the skinniest odds at last check. Mazzulla was at +700. He was in there for a second. I'm gonna see if I can try to pull this up on the app real quick and see if I can get to
whose name are you looking for?
I'm looking for. I'm gonna try to go to the Coach of the Year.
Oh,
awards.
Okay. You're looking for the odds.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Well,
he should be the
favorite. Am I trying to think of, like, who else?
No, that Daniel guy or Danielt or whatever. He's the guy with the. He's the guy at, like, -450.
I tell you what, it would be great for the Celtics. If he loses it, if he doesn't win it.
Oh, I agree. There it is. Mark Daniel, -420.
Oh, geez.
They got Jamal
Mosley. That's a real last name.
So Joe Mazzulla's +1,200 on FanDuel. I was looking on Vegas Insider. That Chris Finch kind of slid down a little bit, too.
I am the worst coach ever.
So you know what? Maybe there will be a little bit of that. I figured that if it is, you took over for Ime. We know you had a run last year. You came up short. But you're the number one team in the East and the number one overall, you know, best record in the NBA. You would think that that's a hell of a resume. But maybe, to your point, Joe Mazzulla isn't being treated like a first or second year head coach, where you would say, wow, this guy's done a great job with this team and not kind of screwing it up. But it's maybe going the other way of, wow, this team didn't have as much talent and they still wanted a high level, yada, yada. I kind of like
it. See, you know what I'm looking for? If I'm Mazzulla,
yeah,
he's the same guy that says, I want these close games. I want these tough games. I want these guys to be in, like, uncomfortable situations. You need to find a way. You need to create some sort of manufactured disrespect. You need to create the grudge, the chip on your shoulder. I mean, you've been the leader in the clubhouse since the beginning of the season. Like, you can't stop winning games. Like, everybody, your role players are playing awesome. Everybody is playing great. So you need something. Like, how do you keep your edge? You have to figure out a way to keep your edge. Or are they just so evolved, more than anyone knows, that it doesn't matter? Because I sit there and go, Mazzulla would need that just as much, I think, as the players would need it, right? Like somebody got iced out of this award. Like they don't respect you.
Well, I think
they
it
don't
helps.
Value you.
Yeah, because it then becomes the easy sell. You can sit in the room and say, if you feel like you don't get foul calls, Jason Tatum, if you don't feel like you get the respect you deserve, Jaylen Brown, if you think Kristaps Porzingis, that people look at you and say, you're just a pane of glass and are going to break. He could even refer to himself, I'm not good enough to be the coach of the year. We have all this stuff swirling around us of disrespect, and we can shut everybody up by just winning it all. And to me, that's where I think you can kind of lump it all together and do the whole, you know, last year we had the sixth man of the year or whatever. This year we know we ain't going to have that. You know, we got good defensive players that don't get any run. There's lots of ways for tap into the ego. Yeah, you know what helped Jason win an MVP? Winning a championship. You know, all the stuff you can dangle in front of those guys. I'm with you. The more, the merrier. Make them, get them pissed off. Get them miserable. Get them, again, wrapped up into the whole, well, if we all individually want all this to go away, then let's hold a trophy at the end of the playoffs. Fixes everything, doesn't it? Instant respect, instant MVP credibility, instant second all-star, Jaylen Brown, got a great coach, all that kind of stuff. Fixes it all. That's where they can tie it in. I kind of like it. Now I'm rooting for Mazzulla, not for
me too. Now I want it. In real time, how could these guys kind of get a little bit of little juiced right to the back end of the season?
Jiu-jitsu gets chopped out of the voting.
They don't believe in you. They think you're just a stand-in.
And he'll use it. It'll be great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.